The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockhead.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 11 of season 2, guys. That's right, brand new, fresh content with the Mazanin household. And oh my goodness, things changed. We're at Manor Marmas now. They've had 4 houses, kids in just 2 years, which is insane.
That's a lot of happenings.
That's a lot of moving and unpacking.
Yeah.
Packing, unpacking, moving. Yeah, no, that's an ordeal. George has moved in with Ms. and Maurice because he's now officially retired. So, which if you've seen their house, they can definitely have him. So, but it's like, I think both of Ms.'s parents at this point live with them, or at least his mom goes back and forth.
Something like that,
I'm not sure. And then Maurice's mom, I think, is living with them now full time.
Mm-hmm.
So there, it's quite the house full. And Maurice has signed a new deal with WWE.
Hey.
So she's making that money, 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 honey, honey. And, well, we would have gotten more, except Maurice had to stop the interview because she had to pluck a nose from Mrs. Nose.
Nose hair.
Or hair from Mrs. Nose, I'm sorry.
Pluck a nose.
Pluck his nose right off his face.
That's what you do to little kids. I got your nose.
No, she just straight up grabbed a long-ass nose hair and pulled it out of his face.
Pretty much, yeah. That is what happened.
And he cried, and she's holding it up to the camera like, got it! And you can tell this is pre-COVID. You want to know why you can tell this is pre-COVID? It's because they're having a sip and see to celebrate the new house and the new baby and the move and everything. And you might ask to yourself, what is a sip and see? A sip and see is where you invite people over and you show off your new house.
And kid.
And they're doing this because Maurice basically took a jackhammer to the property and their reno budget and just completely renovated their brand new house. Made it all shiny and fancy and pretty. She has big ideas for it, but Miz is kind of tapped out on the reno side of things. He doesn't really want to do anymore. And besides, he didn't get what he wanted, right? The one thing he wanted in this renovation, he did not get. And it's really rather a simple request, I have to say, based on everything.
But it's not, though.
It is, but it isn't. He wanted a urinal in the master bathroom.
One, that's just weird.
I mean,
it is.
I'd like to point out they also have the very fancy light up, like, clean your butt toilet.
Yeah.
Like the $4,000 toilet in their house. So I think they have all, like, they replaced all the toilets in the house with that. But yeah, that's what he wanted. He wanted a urinal because he's always wanted one in his house. Which, it's a guy thing, I guess.
I guess. I'm a guy. It's like, all urinals remind me of are, like, public urinals, and they're always stinky and smelly and disgusting. So I don't know why you want one in your home, but that's just me.
He wants the thing. He wants to do the thing. And, well, Maurice 86 that because she wants to buy castle beds for the girls.
Okay.
And Miz is like, no, we're not doing that. Because he doesn't want to spend the money because they're super expensive and they've just renovated the house. They don't need to do anything else.
So we learned he's very frugal.
We know he's frugal.
I'm saying we've learned he's frugal.
They probably dropped, just looking at the very scant before and after pictures that we got of the house, I would guess she probably dropped a couple $100,000.
Easy.
On that renovation, because it's all brand new, it's all redone. It's a very lovely, very well done renovation. Bravo to her. But it's, that was not cheap by any stretch of the imagination at all. So that is basically the story of the show, is Maurice wants castle beds. And Miz essentially says, I don't want you to buy the beds. Please promise me you're not going to buy the beds.
Don't take any money out of the bank account.
And Maurice is like, fine, I will not take any money out of the bank account to pay for these beds. Okay? I want you to remember that. So we see Maurice in the kitchen a couple days later, I'm guessing. Miz comes home from the road. He just throws his bag up on the countertop, starts unpacking his bag in front of God and everybody in the middle of countertop. So you have stinky, sweaty, nasty, dirty clothes everywhere.
Yeah.
And she's like, Mike, your stuff. Move your stuff.
But he had cupcakes.
but he had cupcakes.
Catering made them cupcakes with their faces on them.
Which is so cute. It's so adorably cute. I love everything about it. And he's trying to give her a cupcake and she doesn't want it because it's dinner time. And she's getting ready to make dinner for everybody. And, well, she has the girls on the schedule. And what does Miz do? Miz gives Monroe a cupcake with her face on it. And Maurice is like, WTF, now she's not going to be hungry.
You're ruining the appetite.
You're ruining her dinner. Because the schedule is very important to Maurice. Because she wants them to have structure. And Miz is just here destroying it, right?
Mm.
And so, basically, Maurice is stressed. She needs a break. So Miz is like, I'll take over. I'll take control. I'll take care of everything. Because she's like going on and on about how big the house is and how long it takes her to clean it. And Miz is like, well, you kind of have help. And she's like, that's not the point, right? She's taking care of two kids. She's dealing with the house. She's dealing with everything. She's just stressed.
Mm-hmm.
She needs a minute. So Miz volunteers. He says, it's easy. I'll do it. I'll take over. I'll do everything you need. And she's like, fine. Plus, they're managing George. And I think that's really kind of her added stress, is that they're managing George.
Yeah.
So.
He walks in after just tanning and grabs a cupcake.
And she storms off and he's like, what's her problem? And he's like, oh. So, George then, in an effort to be sweet, tries to build a castle bed and fails. But he tries.
He was using Elmer's glue.
And the screws weren't screwed in. But the thought, it's the thought that counts. But basically, and they ask him, well, how much did you spend on this? And he's like, oh, I spent a couple $100 on this. And they're like, oh, okay, well, you know, we respect it. That's very sweet of you.
He tried.
He tried for his granddaughters. He really did try. But, you know, he has a plan B. He has a backup. Basically, Maurice has everything from the renovation that they didn't get rid of, like the toilets and the sinks and that kind of thing, for whatever reason they're holding on to them. And so George says, you know, we can sell this stuff, right? And you can take the money that you make from selling all the stuff from renovation, because a lot of it's still good, and you can buy the castle beds with it. And Maurice is just like, ding! So she and George team up.
He wants 30%.
She wants to give him 5.
20?
5.
10?
5.
Okay, fine. 5. That was the exchange.
That was the exact exchange. She's just like, no, I'm not going any higher than that. No. So while George and Maurice are doing that, Miz is in the house. He's playing with the kids. He's having fun. And he asks Marjo, hey, can you grab the laundry? Hey, can you grab the kids a snack? Hey, can you grab me a snack? Hey, can you fold the clothes? You know, while he's entertaining the girls. And Marjo happily does all of that. They get into a little bit of a fuss because, you know, he wants the almond butter. She doesn't know where the almond butter is. That's not the meal prep he wanted, you know, all these things. And then Maurice comes in and she sees that everything's under control. The girls are all dressed. They're happy. They're laughing. They're having a good time. And she's like, wow, you really did the thing. I'm actually impressed. And Miz is like, yeah, I did everything on my own. And Marjo's like, WTF?
The hell you did, son.
The hell you did, son. And she starts, I'm assuming, cursing at him in French. And basically says, no more. I'm on strike. So now Miz, aka Super Dad, is on his own. So we cut back to George and Maurice. And George tells Maurice, well, the toilets are worth some money on their own, but if they're signed, well, we could get $300 a toilet if they have your autograph on it. And Maurice is just standing there like, you want me to sign a toilet? And he's like, yeah, we can get, you know, that's like, I think they said based on the number of toilets, it was like $8,000 sitting there. And Maurice was like, okay, I'll do it. And so she signs the toilet seats, which is
weird.
Which is weird, but it gets weirder, y'all, because George then has another brilliant brainstorm. He decides to do a little dedication to his son. I don't even know. Basically, he puts the Miz's face in the bottom of the toilet with the mouth open around the hole that everything goes down.
The Wiz on Miz toilets.
I think it says awesome and it plays his music and everything. Wonderful. Or they just put that in the show. I don't know. It's horrifying looking. And Maurice is like, oh my God, no. No, no. No. And he's like, but we could get a lot of money for him. And she's like, no. Meanwhile, all this is going on and Miz doesn't know. So things get more difficult for Super Miz. We see Marjo relaxing and, you know, he's kind of struggling a little bit with the girls. And Maurice decides she needs to get him and the girls and Marjo out of the house, right? Because she's got to get rid of the stuff because George has a guy.
He has a guy. Of course George has a guy.
Of course George has a guy. And that's a terrifying thing to say. So Maurice is like, I gotta get him out of the house. I gotta get him out of the house. What am I gonna do? I'm gonna send him on errands with Marjo and the girls. So she sends him to Costco and the pet store and to a bunch of other places while she and George rent a van, load everything up into the van, and take off to sell the stuff. Margot is still not helping. She's still on strike, but, you know, Miz has it. He has his dad-like vest. He suits up. He gets ready for travel. He packs up the car. He packs up the kids. He packs up Margot. And off to the store they go.
Mm-hmm.
They go first to drop some packages off, and Margot intentionally shuts the door on him, so he has to have a hard time opening the door. Then we adventure to the pet dogs, or the pet food store, where Monroe eats pet food.
Yeah.
At least I think it was pet food. I hope it was, because for a second I thought he said dog poop, and I was like...
No, dog food. And then she's like, he's like, don't say anything.
Maurice doesn't need to know. I'm like, dude, she's going to see this and she's going to kill you. I hope you realize that. And then finally to Costco, where he's picking stuff up, and he loses Margot because she's wandering around the store eating malted milk balls.
He has to get the loudspeaker to find her.
And then he loads her up in the car. He's getting ready to go home. And well, the girls are distracting him. Margot's distracting him. The car trunk does not shut because there's something blocking the sensor, so it stays open. He goes to back up. Somebody cuts him off. He slams on his brake, and all the food that he's just bought comes flying out of the back of the car. And so he's just like, okay, fine. And he nicely asks Margot, can you please go get the croissants that fell on the street? And she's like, okay. And so she helps him get everything back into the car while he takes care of the girls because they're both crying.
And then he went, I need help. And
I need your help.
Me and Margot make a good team.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Maurice is, you know, realizing that, hey, they have a lot of stuff around the house that, you know, they can sell.
Mm-hmm.
So she finds a lot more stuff that they can sell, so she can take it to George's guy. So George and Maurice load everything up in the back of a van, and they head to George's guy, Mr. Stuff. And they're rehearsing what she's going to say to Mr. Stuff about these toilets and everything. And as Maurice and George are on their way, well, they pass a familiar face because there's Miz and Margot on their way home from Costco. And Maurice is like, oh, holy snap. I think he saw us. And George is like, nah, he didn't see us. And Miz was like, was that my wife? That was my wife driving a van. Why was she driving a van? So he gets home and Miz's mom is there and she takes the girls from them. And she's like, yeah, Maurice and George left in a white van. I'm not sure what's going on. And so Miz uses the Find My Phone app to track down his wife and his father because they're not answering their phones. And this is where it all converges, ladies and gentlemen, where we meet Mr. Stuff. They're haggling about the toilets. Maurice gets paid and Miz sees his face on a toilet bowl. And he's like, and when he sees it, for a moment, I think he looked hurt.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, you put my face on a toilet bowl? Like, people are going to pee and crap on my face? And then Margot goes, actually, technically, they're going to pee and crap in your mouth.
Yeah.
And he's like, thank you, I see that. Not helping, but totally helping. And then they're like, no, it's okay. We did it because we wanted to make money. Like, that makes it so much better, right? And he's like, wait, how much did you make? And basically, she made enough that they can make additional home improvements and she can get the castle bed because she got it. It's huge. It's massive. They don't have enough room for it.
It's $800 a toilet and 10 toilets, so $8,000.
Yeah. So she gets the bed and they realize it's too small for Monroe's room. So they're like, we're going to have to move it. And that's where she starts making additional improvements. And he's like, we have a whole bedroom set. What are we going to do with this? And he was very impressed by the toilet scheme, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I know a guy. I got a guy, but I got you a present. And he's like, what? What did you get me? What could you possibly have gotten me? It's going to make this any better, right? Because it's more money, it's more improvements. And then as a gift to her husband, Maurice presents him with a urinal. And he's so overjoyed.
He was very happy.
He peed in it right away.
And then she was like, wait, you pull your pants all the way down?
I was more sitting here like, wait, he just dropped trow in front of the entire camera crew to pee?
Yep.
Because he's got to, I mean, granted, you got to go, but it's like, you just did it in front of like everybody. You didn't, you know, shut the door. So you're not bare ass, dick out, you know, in front of everybody.
They just shot from the waist up. That's all.
It was very strange, but yes. So welcome back to Ms. and Mrs. Everybody. It's going to be a fun one. And that's all I got to say about that. I mean, I thought this was good. I thought it was very entertaining. I liked George and Maurice teaming up. I think she's kind of warming up to him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like she ever like really truly likes George. I'm sure she does, but, you know, she's always kind of like, oh God, please get away from me.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting to see if they bond over this season.
The second part of the season, because as we've mentioned in a few episodes ago, most of this, what we saw in the first few episodes was shot, but prior, and this is the new stuff that they came up with.
Yeah.
From here on out.
Yeah, this is officially new content. We're recording this right before Thanksgiving, we swear. We promise. It is actually the day before Thanksgiving that we're doing this. This is not pre-recorded from January. This is brand new stuff for us as well, so yay.
So, yay. Yeah.
I don't know. I get there because they stop and they start it so much, and the seasons for this show are so long. I don't even technically know what season we're in anymore, even though it is technically season two. But because they like have like a 6-month hiatus, and part of that was due to COVID that they couldn't shoot, and they started filming again very recently, I was like, eh.
And she had the baby, so they stopped shooting for like 2 months while she had the, you know, everything.
Yeah,
like
well, she recovered. Mm-hmm. So it's just gets confusing after a while, but still excited to see what they do from here on in.
Indeed. I think we're done.
I think we're done. So you got stuff to plug.
It's Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com, Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You can subscribe for free at twitch.tv/WGLive. You can also use creator code Rockslack in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad, hashtag epic partner. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Rack Radio Show.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week with another episode. Till then, bye.